That is virtuoso violinist Roman Totenberg playing Brahms on his beloved Stradivarius violin. His daughter, our own colleague Nina Totenberg, picks up the extraordinary story of the violinist and the violin.
For 38 years, my father played that violin, sometimes to break people's hearts. Sometimes to dazzle. And sometimes he played it to bring pure joy. And then one day, after a concert, he turned around and it was gone. Stolen. That was 35 years ago. It was a crushing loss. As my father put it, he'd lost his musical partner of 38 years, a partner he played with all over the world. And when he would ultimately buy a Guarneri violin of the same period to replace the Strad, he had to rework his entire repertoire. My father died in 2012, but the violin lived on somewhere. Then, on the last day in June, I got a call from FBI Special Agent Christopher McKeo.
I said something to the effect of, we believe that the FBI has recovered your father's stolen violin.
I called my sisters right away. There were tears and laughter. My father had always suspected who'd stolen the violin, a young, aspiring violinist named Philip Johnson, who'd been seen outside my father's office that night and whose ex-girlfriend subsequently told my parents she was quite sure he had taken it. That, however, was not enough for a search warrant, and my mother famously would ask friends if they knew anyone in the mob who'd be willing to break into an apartment and search for the violin. Philip Johnson eventually moved to California, had an undistinguished musical career, and died of cancer at age 58, a year before my father died at the age of 101. Fast forward another 4 years. Johnson's ex-wife and her boyfriend are cleaning house and come across a violin that her former husband had left to her. It had a combination lock on the case. Breaking the lock, they found a violin that had a label inside saying it was made in 1734 by the most famous violin maker of all time, Antonio Stradivari. A musician friend then put her in touch with violin maker and appraiser Philip Njan in Pittsburgh.
Of course, I hear almost every day people telling me they found a Stradivarius in the attic.
That's because while there are only an estimated 550 Stradivarius violins in existence today, there are thousands and thousands of violins that have a Stradivarius label stamped inside them. So Njan asked for photographs. Knowing the date of the violin was 1734, he looked in the iconography, the compilation of all the Stradivarius instruments known to exist, and he saw that a famous violin belonging to Roman Totenberg, known as the Ames Stradivarius, had been stolen and never recovered. Soon the appraiser and the ex-wife agreed to meet in New York. On June 26th, Njan went to her hotel.
I opened the case and looked at the instrument and checked it out for over a half hour before I said anything. And I said in these words, well, I've got good news for you and I've got bad news for you. The good news is this is a Stradivarius. The bad news is it's been stolen for over 35, 36 years.
Within 2 hours, Agent McKeo and his partner from the FBI art theft team were at the hotel.
It's rare in our business that we have the opportunity for one-stop shopping.
In short, they had the violin, the person who had it in her possession, and an expert appraiser.
And having those three things in the same place are very rare, but good for us.
En route to the hotel, the agents had pulled up on their cell phones photos of the violin taken before it was stolen, along with precise measurements to the millimeter. They matched exactly. But further authentication was necessary, and it came amazingly in that first call to me.
You mentioned little pieces of pearl on the tuning pegs, And I went back to the violin as I was speaking to you and noticed those features, which is very unique.
Later, a second expert would confirm the violin was the Ames. So the mystery was solved. All these years, the violin had been closeted away in the same guilty hands. Johnson had not even been able to take it to a restorer for regular maintenance for fear it would be recognized. Violin appraiser in Jayen.
It's a real miracle that it really didn't take any major hits or cracks or anything of that nature.
And so today, at the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York, there will be a formal ceremony with federal authorities turning over the violin to the Totenberg sisters, Nina, Jill, and Amy, under an agreement filed in federal court. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara enjoys these occasions as a break from the grim business of prosecuting criminals.
So it is nice. There are moments of celebration, which we don't have that often here.
Of course, Stradivarius owners are really just guardians of these great artistic instruments. The Ames Strad, now perhaps the Ames Totenberg Stradivarius, will be sold to another virtuoso violinist, and the beautiful, brilliant, and throaty voice of that violin, long stilled, will once again thrill audiences in concert halls around the world. Nina Totenberg, NPR News.